Do not attempt to adjust your programming. You are now listening to B-Movies and Beyond.
Flap.
Yeah?
Yep.
What's a flap for?
It's flapping around here. There's a lot of flapping going on, I feel like, for this episode.
There's a lot of slap, slappity, slap, flap.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome into the flapping episode of B-Moves and Beyond. I'm Peter. There's a Ryan. There's a Evan. And we make up B-Moves and Beyond. Woo, woo, flap, flap.
Flap, 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 flap.
Should we talk about movies? Sorry, Evan, what?
Is that our new thing? Because I was not told. I've missed this meeting.
You know how sometimes we just, you know, you just got to try out new things on the fly and see if they stick or not. And I don't think this one's going to stick.
You know,
I hope not.
Yeah, yesterday when I was interviewing Mark Jackson, they went to me and they're like, Ryan, do you have any questions? And I was like, hey, Mark, when you did that, the drive with John Elway, I was 1 year old, so I don't remember any of it. Thanks for the memories. Were you in a Taco Bell commercial? And he was like, yeah, I was. So I asked Broncos legend Mark Jackson if he was in a Taco Bell commercial.
Good job.
Good question. Very good question.
Interview skills to the point.
Hey, do you not do like research before you interview someone?
Dude, our other host, he did everything so last minute. Like, he was on the way over here. He goes, oh, by the way, Mark Jackson is going to be on at 6:30. And we're like,
oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. But it's all good. That's why I like doing this podcast with you. We're very prepared.
Damn straight. And we don't do interviews, so we don't have to prepare for that.
Why don't we do interviews?
We should do some interviews. I think, okay, here we go. The goal for 2021 is to at least do one interview with somebody.
I'll call prepared and schedule him.
I know. Okay, let's rephrase that. How about someone that has directed a movie that we have to reach out to say, hey, can we interview you?
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
I can't get over the sound of the
flapping?
Yeah, the flapping.
Oh, Louie, let me see if I can, this is what's going on. It's my dog, and I guess he doesn't show up with Nicolas Cage there.
You just got Nick Cage, old man Nick Cage, just like, huh?
It's Nicolas Cage flapping in the background. That's what's happening.
You should have named your dog Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Danielle would never let me do that, but I wish. Let's start calling you Nick. Huh? You like that, Louie? Nick Cage? Huh?
Huh? Huh?
Nick Cage? Yeah.
Hell, I didn't know. I thought that was Mac. I didn't know what dog that was.
Mac's gotten a lot tamer.
Yeah, it's like, this dog's cool. Last time we recorded, he was a shit.
Yeah.
Guys, you know how I rant and raved how prepared we were? I don't have any nicknames for us, so whoops.
Who has a quick question? It's not written in the show notes.
Quick question. If you were to give me a nickname, what would it be, Peter?
Flappy McFlapsters.
I actually have a question.
Okay. Are you sure? I have not been in a Taco Bell commercial. We can move on now. Good interview.
Do you think we're going to be able to widely open movie theaters this year?
Widely? We're like, I mean, where everyone can come back. There's no restrictions.
Yeah.
I honestly do not have high hopes for that.
Does that look like a 2022 thing?
I think so.
That's 100%
2021.
What day?
2021, just the whole year. 50%.
50% all the way across?
Yeah.
That's going to be the highest that they get?
Yep.
Right now, AMC says that for Colorado, it says it's at 40%.
See how close I am?
Wow, that's good. That's very good for the current state that we're in.
What's wrong with Colorado? It's a great state.
Colorado, dude, we're like the most fucked. Like our Senate representative right now, she's crazy. And we're the like last ones that like open up the state. Like our governor's like, no, you can't go outside and be around people. And everybody's like, eh, I don't want to go out and be around people. And I'm like, come on, let's go outside and be around people. And then everybody's like, when you're around people, they're like, don't be around people because you're not supposed to. And I'm like, who told you not to be around people? And they're like, well, we don't know. We don't know who told us. And then we all just kind of stand around like with our hands like, eh? Like John Travolta, like in Pulp Fiction, and then carry on with our life. So the fact movie theaters are at 40% makes me really happy because that's major progress. I think we'll be close to not concerned about a percent by the end of the year.
Okay, but still not 100% though, is what you're saying.
There will not be a percentage that we need to base it off of anymore.
But you said not much a percentage at the end. So you're saying most of 2021 is...
We're not going to worry about a percentage anymore.
Okay, so at the end of 2021, it's going to be 100%.
By the time Spider-Man Homecoming 3 comes out, it's going to be... You don't need to worry about this anymore.
Did you just do a Jedi mind trick on everyone? Wow, you just changed the senator and the governor, and it's like, oh yeah, on Christmas, on December 31st, 100% no restrictions. That's what you're gonna get now.
What if?
That's how every New Year's works. Everything is fixed.
Has anyone noticed that? Like, I really felt like going into 2021, like people have just forgotten about 2020 because, you know, things are opening back up and people are just out and about. And I see a lot of people not wearing masks and, you know, I guess still not doing what we don't really know where it came from, doing what we're supposed to be doing, which I know where it all came from. So.
Where did it all come from, Peter?
Well, I mean, I follow the CDC regulations, or guidelines, I should say. They're not really regulations. And then I also have to follow the Colorado Department of Public Health and Safety and Environment. So I'm very well-versed in both those websites.
Then why did you have us over last Saturday?
I did not say I follow all these things. But I know where they came from, and I know what I'm supposed to be doing. There's a difference, Ryan. There's a difference.
Well,
I took precautions for it, though, as well.
You did. You limited to under 10 people.
I think we're, like, right at 9.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the only mishap was the fact that we played a game where we threw a scrunched up burrito at everybody's face.
We played on a hardwood surface and we all had socks on. Evan's the one that got us the burrito throwing game. And there was a lot of falling and injuries. Thanks to you. We all enjoyed it. Thank you, Evan.
You should have seen. That's
what I got there.
You should have seen Nate's face when I popped him right in the square of his face with a burrito.
Oh, good old Nate. Friend of the podcast.
Oh, man. So if you guys want to ever hang out with us, we throw fake burritos at each other. And there's some friends who decide to scream out 90s movie references when they're not supposed to. Amanda. Oh, man. Anyway. All right. I have one more quick question.
This is what happens when we don't prepare. Ryan just asks all the questions off the top of his head.
Extemporaneously.
Yeah.
And going with the Jedi theme, you brought this to my attention. What kind of, do you think if Nicolas Cage was in a Star Wars movie, would he be a rebel, a Jedi, a bounty hunter, or part of the evil empire or the First Order?
I think he'd be a Jedi. I do.
You think he'd be a Jedi?
Yeah.
What if they made him like the Grand Master Jedi, like the very first Jedi?
His persona kind of reminds me of like a Yoda for some reason. Like, the guy is very wise. Seriously. And the fact that he thinks really outside the box. And that kind of reminds me of like a Yoda where like he's going to be like speaking to you like in cryptic messages a lot, you know? And then one day you're just going to be like walking around and it's going to hit you. You're like, that's what the fuck he's talking about. Like, I just learned everything about life. I'm so happy now. Like that's what he reminds me of that. Like, I think he'd be a Jedi straight up.
Okay. I like that. Ev, what about you?
Yeah, I could see the Yoda thing, actually. But I'd want to go with, like, he's a Sith Lord. Like, because he goes crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to see him as a bounty hunter. I think Nicolas Cage, like, fighting other bounty hunters and working for the Empire would be hilarious. However, your guys' point is awesome. So let me ask my another quick question. Part of the Grandmaster Jedi Council, what top three actors would you have on there, including Nicolas Cage?
What?
Seth Rogen for his laugh. That's my pick.
Oh, we're going to take turns.
Okay, we'll take turns. Okay, so Nicolas Cage, Seth Rogen. Okay, I like that. Peter?
I picked Nicolas Cage. You picked the third person, Ryan.
It's got to be Keanu Reeves. If we're talking people who speak in weird, like, speak, Keanu Reeves is up there. Could you imagine, has Nick Cage and Keanu Reeves ever been in a movie together?
I don't think they have. I can't think of one.
Why not?
I mean, that's a good question. Why don't you do an interview with both of them and ask them? Maybe that should be our goal. Let's try to get Nicolas Cage on our podcast. Dude, that would be a highlight for me. Like, whoa.
I mean,
why did Keanu Reeves? So technically, it could happen.
Yeah. Oh, dude, they should recast Woody and Buzz Lightyear as Nicolas Cage and Keanu Reeves.
I disagree with that. Strong disagree.
Peter, are you even paying attention to my strange questions?
I'm trying to figure out if they ever were in a movie together. And so that's what I was not paying attention. And all I got was like some weird, like, IMDb, like, the first thing came up, Keanu in Nick's Excellent Adventure, like, Nicolas Cage and Rumblefish. Like, I don't understand what this is. And then there's another one where it says, who is the worst actor, Keanu Reeves or Nicolas Cage? I want to find this guy and beat him up.
I think they need to do another.
They've all been
Huh?
What, Evan?
Evan looks like he fell off his chair.
Everybody's been in flop.
What's happening, Evan? Yeah.
Evan, what's going on with you?
Why can't you hear me?
Well, it looks like you're freezing up, but then you're also like, it's just your head now. Why don't you sit down?
Because I had to get a beer.
Well.
Yeah, but everybody's been in flops, though. It's not a bad thing.
I'm not saying that, but still, though, to give them the title of worst actor.
Have you not seen bad movies before? This is our podcast.
To give them the title of worst actor, Evan, just because they had some flops. I mean, like, worst actor, like, would mean that they're just always bad in every single film.
No, it doesn't. They've just had some bad films.
That's not how I read this question.
They're basically isolating Nick Cage and Keanu Reeves and saying who is the worst actor. But to be honest with you, they're both great actors. They just have their own different method. And, you know, if someone can't understand their method or their rhyme or reason of how they are actors, then maybe that fucking journalist is stupid. And maybe they shouldn't write articles. And maybe they should get off the internet. And maybe they should go fly off into space with Elon Musk and go get lost in Mars.
What's Quora? Quora. What's that?
Quora?
Quora. That's the website. I just don't think this is... what I'm getting at is I don't think it's a journalist. So this is just some guy that has something, a rant on the internet, and he's upset.
Are you guys, like, sending space signals to my headphones?
We're trying to. Is it working?
Is anybody else hearing that?
Hearing what?
I keep on hearing weird, like, space signals.
You better go get one of those. You got tin foil?
I got a bamboo back scratcher.
Nope. That's not going to stop the signals, Ryan. You need tin foil to wrap around your head like a kiss, like a candy kiss, and that stops the signals, so... There you go.
Just put yourself inside and then go hide in a closet and then someone will tell you to swig away.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I didn't fucking mute that one. Sorry. Hold on.
Thanks, Ryan.
No problem. I didn't actually burp on that second one. That was just for shits and giggles.
All right. Let's move on. Unless you have another quick question.
I got another quick question. Have you guys seen the movie trailer Cherry?
Ooh, good quick question. And moving on. You did both things. I have watched it, and I would not call it a trailer.
I would just call it, like, a quick scene.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to get from movies? They should. They should just give us quick scenes for a minute. And then when you're in the movie theater, you're like, what the fuck was that? And then like, the next time they're like, here's a little bit more. And then a movie comes out.
So would you prefer that over like trailers and what they are? Like I know we talk about this, that trailers have, you know, sometimes they give away a lot of information. But if you're doing like a whole scene, that's a lot. That could be a lot.
So info? Yeah.
Good yeah. Call. Would that be like, I mean, what's better? What do you think?
I mean, is it pivotal in the scene or is it? Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, maybe... if we're talking about Cherry, so Cherry, Ryan, why don't you describe like what the movie is, like the trailer is trying to set up?
Dude, the trailer doesn't tell me what the movie's about. My description was based off IMDb.
Okay. Well, if the trailer, though, he's
He's talking about how his girlfriend broke up with him and he came back from the army. That's
well,
about
no,
it.
I thought he was signing up. He was enlisting to the army.
Oh.
Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah, I watched it more than you. Shut up.
Well, apparently you got something different. But yes, he went to go enlist. And because he was like, the guy's like, well, why do you want to enlist? And he's like, well, my girlfriend just broke up with me and like all this shit. And he's just like, and I look at all these guys. He's like back in the 70s or something, right?
Yeah,
like for Vietnam, maybe.
I didn't get any of that from the trailer.
Well, I didn't. I mean,
It was in the past, and I was trying to think of what wars were going on. And so it's like, I'm thinking about all these people that are going out and like sacrificing their lives and being out there on the front lines for this country. And I'm moping over a girlfriend, so I want to go and enlist. And the guy's like, damn, all right, you're hired. You're enlisted. And that's the trailer. Boom, trailer.
Boom. Let's see. Oh, and it's on Apple TV, and it comes out March 12th, 2021. Oh, wow. It's like, maybe this is like the resurgence of the movie theaters.
On Apple TV.
Yeah. Well, no, no, shut up. It comes out on, it's being released on movie theaters first in February.
And then it's going to Apple TV.
Yeah. Like two weeks later. It's called Apple TV Plus.
Sorry. Sorry, Ryan.
You get it right.
I know how much you like Apple.
What are you talking about? That beer's not Apple.
Nope. Have we sent a picture of your computer stand on Instagram?
Did you put that up? Apple.
No, I did not. So,
however, the description of this movie does not put it in a time frame. So I don't know when this comes out.
I thought it did, but
it literally just says an army medic with PTSD becomes addicted to opioids and starts robbing banks to pay for his addiction.
That's weird. You also said it comes out on Netflix. So what is it coming out on, Ryan?
It's shit. Did I write Netflix?
Yeah.
Man, I am so prepared for this podcast today.
This is a good one. Right, Evan?
I concur.
Evan is just here to enjoy the shit show.
Well, did anyone watch? So Netflix just released this trailer, I don't know, teaser trailer. I don't know what you want to call it. But basically it was like snippets, like not like so little of like all these movies that are gonna be coming out in 2021. And
for Netflix, right?
Netflix. And
like The Rock has a movie.
Yeah, The Rock, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot all have a movie called Red Notice. And they did a little thing with Dave Bautista for Army of the Dead, the new Zack Snyder movie.
Boo.
Just because Chris D'Elia is not in it anymore.
Duh.
What? And there's like a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence, like just tons of little snippets and like directors, like Halle Berry is getting a director first time and like just people talking about like, oh man, movies are so great. And I've been deceived numerous times throughout this week since it's been released, because people keep on taking that trailer, like putting on their page, and then like retitling it saying like Army of the Dead teaser trailer. And you click on it, it's that same exact shit where you don't get anything. It's not really a teaser trailer. You get to see like almost a picture of Army of the Dead, and that's it. And you're like, there's nothing. This tells me nothing. And it's really pissing me off. They did the same thing with like Red Notice. That's the one with The Rock. And like they say, oh, there's a teaser trailer for Red Notice and all this bullshit, and it's infuriating. I'm very upset about it. So give me the fucking scene trailer instead of the fucking clip trailer.
Are you tired of clickbait news? Because I am. There's every other hour there's clickbait news about Spider-Man, and I'm like, shut up. I don't care what you have to say anymore.
Dude, I had to like, you know, kind of get away from that stuff. Like, that's why I really don't have much news to share, because I read some of this shit and I'm just like, I can't even tell if this is real or not.
Evan, do you have any news?
Well, do you realize what it was promoting, right? For Netflix?
Yeah, a new movie every single week.
See, that's saying something. I mean, that's
some good. New piece of shit that's probably going to be a quarter good, and then it peters out.
How do you feel that your name is like associated with like just a falling
conclusion.
Off? Yeah. A shitty conclusion.
A shitty conclusion. I'm okay with it because I use it a lot. I really do like it. And I always wonder if people think it's strange that I'm using my name in a sentence. Like if they think I'm like, man, look at the ego on that guy. He's always using Peter all the time.
He's always petering out and shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I like it because my name can be used for other things. So.
Well, I mean, you can even out things.
That's right.
That was a hard push. Not a hard push. I picked my nose on live camera.
That's fine.
Live camera. Good live. Job. We're...
Evan's there hardly even on the live camera.
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, you can adjust your screen.
No, it's hanging on the back of my chair right now, so I don't want to touch it and make it fall.
I didn't even put up the last episode on YouTube because it was mostly just Ryan and I, so... Well, because Evan turned off his camera. But maybe this time I'll show everyone what it looks like.
How it might be.
When we're super prepared.
Hey, just so you know, I typed in Apple TV on the notes. I didn't type in Netflix.
That's not what it says here.
You better screenshot that shit.
Hey, I did.
Other news. Deadpool 3, we know is coming out. But we know it's going to be rated R, and it's going to be part of the MCU. But all of that was confirmed. So
that's why I put it on for news. Confirmed news.
Confirmed news.
Nicolas Cage, stop licking my microphone.
Do you think Disney's going to restrict him a little bit? Or do you think they're going to let them do what they want?
Well, I mean, already you've already seen the changes. They got rid of the original writers that did the first two, and they went to the two writers from Bob's Burger that are females.
Oh, no.
And... Oh.
That yeah. news.
What?
I forgot about that news. One of the lead animators for Bob's Burgers actually died in a parachuting accident.
Oh, wow.
That sounds like a very Deadpool way to go.
Only if you're Brad Pitt.
He petered out.
He petered out. Hey, except for Peter in that. Did it peter out?
No, he did not. Maybe that's why they gave him the name of Peter. Well, that's too bad. That's sad news, Evan.
Yeah, dude. When are you going to Trump on my parade?
Did you see the like that Chuck Norris was in the Capitol riot?
Like for real, or like not for real?
I don't think for real, for real. Okay. But there's someone that looks very close to Chuck Norris that was there. And I saw some news articles about it, and it really cracked me up because just the idea that Chuck Norris was there kicking ass just makes me smile.
You know, it's
my
crazy.
Favorite so far is the National Treasure 3.
Yeah, where he's stealing the piece of the. He's stealing something. And
yeah, Declaration again. Yeah, and it's all like all for a purpose. Disney's behind it.
For Chuck Norris?
No, for Nick Cage.
No, oh, Nick Cage. No. So you're saying we're getting another movie that it was him breaking into it during the riots?
National Treasure 3.
Got it. You cut out for a second, Evan, so I missed it. Or my brain cut out. I don't know.
Hey, listeners and viewers, give us money. Only 30 cents a day will help Evan get a better internet connection. He may even get a better headphone set or a camera that can see the rest of his body.
Only you can save Evan.
Only you could save Evan from his sinking face and looking at the back of his white polos.
Updates about like how much progress your Evan is making. It's worth it.
And with if you donate 50 cents per day or purchase a t-shirt or subscribe and rate and listen, then Saki can get a new cat we'll scratch towel. And I'll also do sexual favors. We can help support Evan so we don't see his downstairs architecture with those light bright lights.
Yep.
Oh man. I wish I could see Saki. I wish Saki was in the background on his cat post. That'd be funny.
Oh, there's more Evan.
Oh, we're moving. And we're frozen.
We're frozen. What happened, Evan? See, what is that beep noise?
Up there he is. There's Saki. There's our mascot.
Look at him. He's like, fuck a you, Peter.
Is that a Christmas gift, Evan? His cat bed?
No. He's had that forever.
Oh. Looks like he's really enjoying it. It's really comfy. You guys want to play a game?
Sure.
Oh, what can we play?
So, the game is Nicolas Cage quotes. All right. Would you guys say you're well versed in Nicolas Cage movies?
No.
No.
But we could play. You okay. Gotta give options, okay?
I got a whole bunch. I got 50 of them, but I'm not gonna do 50. What should we say? First to three.
Yep.
And you just I'd say yell it out, and I'll just be the judge.
Oh, no buzzer, because my internet connection is shit.
Yeah. All right, and I'll try to do ones that you guys should know. But all right, let's go with this. That's funny. My name's Roger. Two Rogers don't make a right.
Oh, what is that movie? Interview with the Vampire.
Interview's not it.
Who framed Roger?
Just because there's a Roger? Oh man.
It's stupid.
Cars.
Oh, gone in 60 seconds.
That's right. Gets the point.
Yes.
Big. You guys remember, you tell me when you get to three because I'm not going to pay attention.
Okay.
We're good at this.
Here we go. Well, I'm one of those fortunate people who like my job, sir. Got my first chemistry set when I was 7, blew my eyebrows off. We never saw the cat again. Been into it ever since. Yep, Evan gets a point.
Dang.
All right, let's do this one. What's in the bag? Oh, no, it's not the rock. What's in the bag?
Damn it.
A shark or something?
A what?
What's in the bag? A shark or something? Guys, I think you're going to beat yourselves up because we talked about this before.
Is it Con Air?
No.
No, I watch Con Air.
Drive Angry?
Is it,
Raising Arizona?
No.
That's a good movie. Is it Jiu-Jitsu?
No.
Is it The Croods?
All right, hang on. Let me do another one. Killing Me. This is from the same movie. Killing Me won't bring back your goddamn honey.
Is it the fucking Wicker Man?
Yes. Fucking Wicker Man. All right, 1 point. Another point to Ryan. Ryan's at 2.
I'm sorry, not act. Let me get actual title. Not the fucking Wicker Man, but the Wicker Man.
Yes, the Wicker Man. All right, here we go. Sorry, boss, but there's only two men I trust. One of them's me, the other's not you.
The kiss of death.
Though.
Lord of War.
No. You guys already said it.
Drive Angry.
No.
The Wicker Man.
No.
Jiu-Jitsu.
Put the bunny back in the box.
Connor!
All right, Ryan wins. I guess Evan's not well-versed in his Nicolas Cage quotes.
You just picked shitty quotes. I'm sorry. That's it.
Okay, let's do this one. You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Oh, my gosh. That's...
why do I...
That's Face Off.
Yeah, that's Face Off.
Wait, was that John Travolta, Nick Cage, or Nick Cage, John Travolta?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Nick Cage, Cage.
I think, or JT Cage. I think it was Nicolas Cage, John Travolta. All right, no. I bet it was just Nicolas Cage being Nicolas Cage. That
wouldn't be a Nick Cage quote. You know you're lying to us.
I'm confused. Tool up, honey bunny. It's time to get bad, guys.
Kick ass.
Yeah, kick ass.
Oh, I was going to say Big Daddy, but that's his name.
All right, here's another one. You just put it in the right file according to alphabetical order. You know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Oh, shit. I know that one. I don't.
That's an older one, right?
That's his one. Famous freak out.
It's Vampire Kiss.
Yeah, it's Vampire Kiss. All right.
I lose you guys?
I'm here.
Oh, Peter froze.
Peter's back.
Oh, ah, Peter!
It beeped. Did you hear the quote?
No.
It beeped for whatever reason. That was weird. Okay, you ready?
I'm getting beeping noises too.
Is that the space signals?
Yeah, they're like beep, beep.
Yeah, that was weird. Like I lost connection or something, and it beeped. Oh. So you're back. Okay, well, today's your lucky day because I brought an eagle.
Free birds.
Oh, I want that movie. Can you get that movie from me, Ryan?
Yep.
Okay, thanks. What did you say, Evan?
Good old treasure.
No.
It should be.
It's going to be the movie that you're going to review today.
What?
The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
What's that movie you wanted again?
Free Birds. All right.
Free Birds. Cool. I got you, boo.
Thank you. You will tell me, or I will eat your stinking soul.
Mortal Kombat. Or Ghost Rider.
Which one?
The second one.
Yep. Oh, man.
I like this game. I'm good at this game, apparently.
All right, here we go. I never disrobe before gunplay.
That's Drive Angry.
Man, Ryan, you're really good at this. Holy crap. All right, I think Evan's going to get this one. Here we go. I'll be taking these huggies and whatever cash you got.
Aw.
Huh?
It's Finally Raising Arizona.
Yes.
That
is correct. Good job, Evan.
Yay, I win at life.
What was that movie? Again? I'm sorry. I forgot the name of it.
Firebirds.
Freebird.
No, Firebirds.
Firebird.
Yeah, they're helicopter pilots. It's like the knockoff of Top Gun, but with helicopters. With Tommy Lee Jones and Nicolas Cage.
Nick Cage? Oh, my God, yeah. Dude. Why do I not have this?
Dude, it's been a long time since I've seen it, but it's really, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
That's what I'm reviewing next week.
All right. Well, speaking of reviews, let's get into some reviews. That was the game portion. Now reviews.
Do you think Nick Cage will be in Deadpool 3?
I hope so.
He should be an X-Men. He should be Professor X.
I disagree.
Yeah. He might be a Jedi, but he's not Xavier.
Okay. He would be a very good... Never mind. He wouldn't be a good X-Men at all. He would be a good Jedi, along with Keanu Reeves.
But come on. Kiss the Dragon? He'd be a great Cajun. Gambit?
Yeah.
See that.
Gambit's dad, but yeah.
That's where he's like... He's a mobster guy, right?
Mm.
And Kiss the Dragon?
He's like Little Nicky or something.
Yeah, but he's like a gangster, right? And he like beats up on that on the guy from CSI Miami.
I think so.
Yeah. That's a pretty interesting performance from that one.
I love edge pressing strippers.
Yeah, me. Yeah. Yeah, that was great. Doesn't he also get a little... He gets sad, too, right? Like, does he cry a little bit?
I think he does. I don't remember the reason, though.
Yeah, it is one of the strangest performances, or you could even say maybe the best performance ever. I watched it slowly on that, and I think I even reviewed it on our show. Kiss the Dragon, though. It is interesting. You should watch that. All right, but let's get into some our real reviews. You know, since we were just talking about it, Evan, why don't you kick it off with Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Okay. Nick Cage and Disney combine forces. Who will win in craziness? Nick Cage.
Always.
Yeah.
But Disney throws in their crazy special effects. And Jay Michelle.
Dude, fucking Jai Michelle. It's Jai Michael, isn't it?
Oh, what? What? Jai Michael White? Is that who you're talking about? It's not him. This is not a fighting movie.
Hold, please.
Jay Bruchel?
Oh, yeah, Jay Bruchel. The dorky kid from Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah. And he also
he was in Goon.
Yeah, Goon and what, She's Out of My League. Is that it?
Now I'm remembering other stories. The lead from Freaks and Geeks passed away. Jessica Elliott, I believe.
Huh. Why do you why do you have all the bad news, Evan?
Yeah, why are you giving us all the dead people? Jeez.
I'm sorry. I just can relate to people.
That's like this. Oh, guys, did you know Kanye West was hooking up with Jeffree Star? He's gay. Whoa.
I heard that if you say lies on the internet, he will sue you. That'd be a fun thing for the podcast, where I get sued by Kanye West.
Hey, Kanye. Kanye.
Do we not think that it's just because Kim just wears Spanx only? That's all she fucking wears. That's all she's selling, Spanx.
Well, dude, she can't fit her ass in anything else. Spanx.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Like, dude, what
do you want to see her in?
I want to see her in nothing because she's got a good butt. No. She's going to be single now, so.
I just want that champagne thing.
Do you think I'm gonna put Kanye West in the title of this episode? Because I just want to see if he finds it.
Bitch, are you sure you're not a hobbit?
Kanye West, the hobbit.
The hobbit gay fish.
I'm not a gay fish. You like fish sticks, right?
Yeah, I do.
You're a gay fish.
Anyway, back to Sorcerer's Apprentice. Okay. So basically, this film's about this epic quest that Nick Cage has to go on, because he is one of Merlin's first big three apprentices. And Merlin gets betrayed, and so Nick Cage has to spend thousands of years looking for the Prime Meridian. So yeah, so they get to make up words just to have a plot. It's great.
Sounds very Disney.
I mean, it sounds magical.
Sounds mystical. Whimsical.
Very wizardy. But this film has just great special effects. And the bulldog is very cute. Jokes, hit or miss sometimes. Like, they're good the first time you see them, but this actually does hold up, I do have to say.
Does it really? I mean, I think technically this is like a flop for Disney's. Like, in Disney's eyes, I feel like this movie was a flop because I thought it was kind of like setting up for like a sequel or something. I did see this a long time ago. I didn't think it was terrible, but I also didn't think it was like that great.
It's like, hey, okay, that's it. Cool. That's, yeah.
It petered out. I can't use that word. Oh, it's fun to say, Evan. No, it's not. It is. I don't remember the special effects. I remember there's a dragon.
Ooh, good job.
Thank you. And I don't remember a cute bulldog.
Oh, yeah, it's like the...
Huh? Yeah.
For 30 cents a day.
It's a more religious list with J. Bruce Shelf. That's right.
I just want Evan to start like reviewing a movie and he just talks about the animals in it.
But you can't review animal movies. You gotta like review a movie that like slightly there's an animal in it.
Yeah. Oh man, the movie was great and the acting was so awesome. And oh man, and the dog was just fantastic.
He was in there for like one or two scenes, but like he
lit the main character. He stole it.
He stole the show.
To be honest, I don't remember much of the rest of the film because I stopped after that moment.
You would too.
Dog movies always get me to cry. And it doesn't even have to be like sad things. It's like I watched Hotel for Dogs and all the dogs were escaping and I had tears of joy from that. It was really magical.
Dude, I've watched all the dog movies and I've cried on every single one of them.
Yeah.
Even Art of Racing in the Rain, because Kevin Costner dog was left alone for a while, and that was not cool.
Kevin Costner was in that movie?
He was the dog.
Oh, he did the voice of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just know it was like that Milo guy. Guy that played Kevin
son. Oh, was that the same dude?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Evan, did they talk to one another?
No, dude. Like, it was like a Homeward Bound kind of situation.
Oh.
Like, the dogs talked to himself, but the humans couldn't understand.
In that trailer for that, I swear they never referred to the dog, like or even kind of made you believe the dog talked in that film. At least I didn't get that from the trailer.
He's a narrator, bro.
Well, did they do that in the trailer? That's my question. Did they?
He narrated the trailer because he's the narrator of the movie because he's a dog.
I don't recall that.
Why are you so confused on that? That's
I'm going to go watch that trailer again and figure it out.
That should be pretty straightforward.
I did not know that the dog could talk. That's all I'm saying.
He talks through the whole movie.
That's what I'm saying. I've never seen the movie. I just remember the trailer, and I don't recall thinking the dog could talk. I thought it was a very straightforward film where, like, normal dogs don't talk or narrate films, and the guy was just a race car driver that really liked his cute dog, like Evan likes that cute dog in Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Why don't you watch the movie? Because he actually like just kind of likes his cute dog, but then he ends up having a family and getting fights with people, and cute dog like defends him, and then bullshit happens, and you know, old age and shit.
Evan, do you like how your review turned into the review of the Dog Racing Chronicles?
You act like this is new.
Kanye West, the Dog Racing Chronicles.
The Incredible Journey.
The Incredible Journey, bitch, I like fish sticks. You sure you're not a hobbit? That's the best title ever. Evan's not amused.
Nope.
You don't have
fix your audio. Fix your audio. We're trying to get monies.
That's it. Bye.
Evan isn't going to fix his audio because we're doing the sad trailer thing to try to get more money. So Evan's doing his part. Let's do that Sarah McLachlan like soundtrack behind Evan and just have him like sitting on the ground just drinking his beer and can't say a word.
And cutting in and out every once in a while.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say about The Sorcerer's Apprentice, Evan? Where'd you watch it?
Home.
Thank you.
Which medium?
Well, I'm going to come over to your house to watch it then.
Yeah, why don't we do a live broadcast from Evan's house?
Because you're not invited.
But I just invited myself.
Saki invited me.
Yeah.
No. Disney Plus.
Oh, nice. Did you see it before this, or is this the first time?
I said it held up, so yes, I saw it before.
Again, my brain cuts out for segments or words. It held up, huh? So you liked it to begin with.
It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. So I was like, hey, it's a fun little movie.
A fun big budget movie that was supposed to be a blockbuster. And I think that's why it wasn't. I didn't have a sequel.
I'm okay with it.
Well, I watched a big budget blockbuster as well, Evan.
Why don't we finish on yours? Because mine's not that important.
What blockbuster did you watch? Or did it just peter out?
I petered out. Okay, yeah, that's the perfect... I'll peter out with my review, so Ryan will go first.
I watched 8mm.
Cool, I watched The Rock.
Have you ever seen 8mm? Anybody in this virtual room?
I have not, but I've always wanted to.
Okay, same. Evan, you? No, you haven't seen it either?
He said yes.
Okay, you've seen it. Did you enjoy this movie?
It was a little wacky for me. It took me a while to appreciate it.
Nick Cage wacky?
In my opinion.
It's not Nick Cage wacky, but it is wacky.
It's Peter Stormare fucking wacky.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Who directed it?
No, he's in it, and he's the bad guy. So, did you read the notes? Here's the notes. Nicolas Cage is a private investigator who is set to investigate an 8mm snuff film. During his adventure, he meets up with Daryl from The Walking Dead and the Joker to corner Tony Soprano and Alexi from Bad Boys 2 to find this snuff film is real and this girl has in fact been murdered. That's exactly what this movie is about. Like, dude,
did you get that from IMDb?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. During his adventure. Man, his incredible journey.
his incredible journey from Bruce Wayne's mom's house
with Kanye West.
So basically he starts off, he goes in and they're like, hey, this rich old lady's husband died, like, and they've kind of watched this film, but they don't want people to see it, but he watches it, and it's funny because my favorite part of this movie is Nicolas Cage's scenes where he's in the room watching it and just his Nick Cage reactions. He's like, no, you know, like it's over.
He chewed up screen than Joaquin Phoenix in Signs.
He what?
He chews up more screen time than Joaquin Phoenix in Signs.
Good point. But and who's in this movie? Joaquin Phoenix.
Hey.
And so like he starts off this investigation and they lead him to the kid, to the son, and the son is fucking Norman Reedus mopping up something in jail, like a young Norman Reedus. So here's why I watch this movie, because every January we do a Nicolas Cage month because it's his birthday after mine, right?
Yeah.
Whose birthday is it before?
Norman Reedus.
Right? And then who else is in here?
The Joker.
Joaquin Phoenix. Which you guys all say I look like Joaquin Phoenix.
Ryan's like...
I don't know what you're trying to say here. Is that this has everything that you ever wanted in a movie?
Yeah.
All your favorite people in snuff films. You love them.
Mm-hmm. And
I like heard Kanye West really likes snuff films.
And Peter Stottmeyer is in here too. Am I saying his name wrong? I feel like I say his name wrong.
Is that Tony Soprano?
No, that's the other guy.
Russian that's... guy.
Yeah, he's in Big Lebowski. He's in The Lost World. He's in Until Dawn. He's in Minority Report. He's in Constantine, 22 Jump Street. I swear he's in John Wick.
Ron Wiggle. Oh, the guy that's in American Gods?
See, he's in all the... Yeah, he's in John Wick, too.
Yeah, he's... No, I think, isn't he in all the John Wicks?
Nah, he's just in two. Shane?
Huh?
Ian McShane?
No, that's Ian McShane. This guy was the Volkswagen guy.
No, Ian McShane, Evan. If you didn't know.
Like, you see his face and you know who he is, but like... It's Peter Stormare. Stormare. He's in Jurassic Park. His name is Dieter Stark. He's in Armageddon. His name is Lev. Russian last name. He's in.
Oh, the Russian guy?
Yeah.
Oh, the. You mean God? From, or the devil from Constantine?
Yes. There you go.
Okay.
He's a bad guy in this one. And. What's that?
What?
Space sounds.
Evan?
Yes?
What'd you say?
What? Like fucking 3 minutes ago, so you're good.
It just came through, though.
Yeah, I know. Just fuck it. Don't even worry about it. I'm going to take a break from the podcast till this shit's fixed.
Is it time for us to meet in person?
No. Y'all's dirty.
We're not dirty.
Do you have a fucking COVID test like every single week? Would you do it then, Evan?
No, because I'd have to get one.
I signed up for my COVID shot.
What? You can get the vaccine?
Yeah, fuck you.
Because it's your birthday?
Yeah, fuck you.
Huh.
I'll send you a link.
Okay, I want to sign up.
Just at Bear Creek Distillery and someone made him pay $50 for a shot.
Dude, I would love to go to like an underground COVID shot center. They'd be like, yeah, dude, $50. I'd be like, okay, cool.
Gotta just lick you. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You remember when we were talking about what we would do for things to return back to normal? What
yeah, you were going to suck on someone's balls for a little bit.
No, we said we were going to lick butt.
Wow.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That's very,
very different.
Deepness.
Yeah.
Really, very different. Separated by a little bit.
Anyway, I thought all these years I thought 8mm was like this super crazy, like deep
the taint.
Underground movie where they showed the taint, and to be honest with you, it was pretty vanilla. Like, I thought I was going to see more snuff or like body pieces cut in half, how they described it, and more Nicolas Cage. And to be honest with you, you know why it sucked? It's because Joel Schumacher fucking made it.
Hmm.
And that's my mic drop.
So was it suspenseful? I mean, was it the thriller or?
No, it was stupid. It was a waste of Tony Soprano's time before he died.
Well, that's a bummer.
But I mean, it had great actors in it, like
Nicolas Cage
and Norman Reedus and Joaquin Phoenix.
Did you think they talked about like their birthdays are like a day apart?
Well,
they probably had a birthday together. They probably celebrated together.
I bet they did. I would if I were them.
Yeah, I just like to imagine that.
Could you imagine, well, like, on the set, you're like, "Hey, it's your birthday. Oh, mine's tomorrow," and then they get drunk and then they make a movie.
Yeah, pretty sure that's what happened. They probably got drunk beforehand. Like, hey, let's make a birthday movie. I don't know. So you don't recommend 8mm?
I don't think it held up.
Did you see it before?
Nope.
So you, I don't... it didn't hold up. All right. Well, you know what movie does hold up?
Con Air.
That and The Rock. Holy shit. The Rock. I made Danielle watch it.
Like, and, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, The Rock?
Yeah, he holds up. He holds up too. But no, The Rock with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery. But I made Danielle watch it because she's never watched it before. And I was like, we're doing Nicolas Cage month. And like, I think he might like it because she doesn't like Nicolas Cage. But she does like Face Off and Con Air. So like, you have to see The Rock. The Rock is like right up there, right around the same time that he made all those great films.
Uh-huh.
So she watched it with me and she said, well, first off, the most impressive part, she stayed awake through all of it. And she's like, yeah, it wasn't bad. That was her review of it. It wasn't bad. But... when was the last time you watched, like, either you watched The Rock?
Dude, I haven't seen The Rock in a long time. That's a movie about Alcatraz, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, Ed Harris steals some, like, bioweaponry missiles and takes over Alcatraz. And, like, his whole goal is to, like, pretty much say he's going to shoot these biomissiles like at San Francisco unless the U.S. government pays like his fallen comrades pays their families like $1 million each, and so he wanted like $100 million. So, and there's like 87 people that died under his watch that never got like anything or any like release because he was kind of covert operations.
So it's basically Con Air in Alcatraz.
Because it was covert. No, it's not.
You know, usually Wikipedia just tells me like the list of actors, but like my favorite part is Nicolas Cage's part, FBI Special Agent Dr. Stanley Godspeed. At one point, Arnold Schwarzenegger was to play the role, but he did not like the script. So this movie could have been made with Arnold.
Arnold and Sean Connery?
Yeah.
Wow, that would have been weird.
And they could have moved Ed Harris and put Nicolas Cage in that spot, and I would have been fine with that.
Oh, Nicolas Cage would have been pretty good as a bad guy, I think. But Ed Harris did a great job.
Oh, Ed Harris is great.
Yeah.
He's no John Malkovich, though.
No.
John Malkovich is creepy. Like, Ed Harris is just like that. Like, you know he's a bad guy. John Malkovich is like, this guy could serve me some ice cream, or he could be a weirdo, or, like, blow up a building.
And do all that at the same time.
Or do it all at the same time.
Yeah. That's serve you ice cream and blow up a building. Well, so yes, Nicolas Cage plays like the, what did you say? The FBI scientist who's like really good, knows everything about these chemical weapons and he can defuse bombs and all that shit, but he doesn't have a lot of field activity, which I feel like that's perfect for like Nicolas Cage. Like I was thinking like through this film is that like Nicolas Cage is like I wouldn't really say he's an action star, you know? He doesn't do a lot of, like, action-y stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't go beat up people or anything.
Fighting wasn't enough for you?
What one?
Fuck fighting?
Fuck fighting. All right.
Oh, yeah, he's an action star then.
I mean, he created an entire genre, dude.
Fuck fighting? Yeah, that's true. Oh, Drive Angry. That's a good one. What was I? All right, well, but think about like, I guess Con Air is kind of like an action star, but he's a weird action star, you know? Right, Evan? You think he's just a straight up action star? Evan's nodding his head.
Yes,
up
I do.
I don't know, dude. Like he's odd. I liked his whole story, like throughout the progression, like through The Rock, like, cause it, you know, he's like, doesn't have a lot of field activity, but then he also just does a lot of like, he's a guy that doesn't give up, and you get that right from the beginning of the film. And he just continues to do that. He refuses to give up even if all the odds are against him, but he was almost like the comic relief in this. And Sean Connery is the badass. Like I forgot how good Sean Connery was in this film. So I was all about Sean Connery. I forgot how funny it is. The Rock is a kind of, yeah. It's a really funny movie.
Well, The Rock is a good actor and he's usually funny.
Yes. And I loved all the action. It's a Michael Bay film. It's way over the top. But I would say over top, like over the top in like a good way, not like Transformers way or Ninja Turtles way.
Dude, this was his second movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He made Bad Boys and then he made The Rock.
And then what? Armageddon?
And then Pearl Harbor.
Wait, what?
Armageddon, then Pearl Harbor.
Oh, okay.
And then Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
And then The Island.
I actually like The Island.
Transformers 1, 2, 3. And then Pain Again, Transformers, 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 Transformers. But Michael Bay is the best director of our generation. I can't even say that with a straight face.
That's what Kanye West thinks.
Hey, Michael Bay, are you sure you're not a goblin? Okay.
Yeah. All right. He's a hoblet. He's a hoblet.
Hoblet.
Yeah.
Hoblet. Freeze? Oh, no. He blinks.
That's just sitting really still. I don't know. The Rock totally holds up. It's a classic. I would say that's very like top. You know, Nicolas Cage's top three movies, you know. Con Air, The Face Off, The Face Off. And The Rock. Those are like, and like he made all those like back to back to back. Like, I don't know how he did it, but damn. Damn. And then he goes to The Wicker Man. The bees, the bees, they're in my eyes.
Terrible movie. Awful movie.
So The Rock is awesome. I love every single moment. I did rewatch it though. I was thinking like there's parts that were just so a little bit over the top, but because Michael Bay did a really good job at keeping that tone with like the comedic timing between Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage, it was amazing. That was, I forgot how great that was, that team up between those two characters and those two actors. Fantastic. But if you really think about like some of the, all the little different plot points in this, it was really odd because basically, all right, they want to help their fallen soldiers, right? And get a little bit of cash. Like that's the bad guys. And the government's like, no, fuck you. We're going to torch. We're going to bomb Alcatraz instead. Like that was their solution. Instead of trying to help fallen soldiers that have fought for our country. Like, I don't know what weird message they were like saying. But I kind of got the impression that they did not like government. It was very strange. And the fact that the government did a lot of bad shit, like the government locked up Sean Connery without a trial because he was a spy, the British spy, and he stole a microfilm. Oh, he stole the 8mm film. Yeah.
Did you realize the government gets away with some shit?
The government has what?
Well, I do now because I watched The Rock, Evan.
You're about like 30 years too late.
It was just, I don't know. It was very strange because like, it was almost like there wasn't quite a bad guy, but like everyone dies. So, except for the government. The government didn't die.
What was your government conspiracy? I didn't hear you.
Oh, I don't want to repeat it, Ryan.
No, Evans.
Everyone's just saying the government does shady shit.
Oh, no. No, they don't.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Can you imagine if Kanye West was president?
He tried.
Yeah, I know.
Yeezys for everyone.
Yeah. Yeezys and gay sex with Jeffree Star for everybody.
Great. regardless of all the little things, The Rock holds up. And dude, I forgot, man, like Michael Bay, like, I will give him this in all his like R-rated movies. Like he loves to like capture like just bodies falling. And like, he got some really good, like dummies. Cause there is so many times where they're dropping a person off some wall or something, and they're hitting something down below, and he likes to show every minute or every second of that. But I enjoyed it. So that's The Rock. If you have not gone see The Rock, if you haven't seen The Rock, you need to go see it right now. Stop what you're doing and go see it. We're almost done with this podcast, so right after this podcast, go get The Rock.
You know what? I am going to go watch The Rock right now.
Dude, totally rewatch it. It is fun. Oh, he left. Ryan left.
Wow, The Rock was so amazing.
Yes, it was.
I'm going to watch it again.
Do it. It's worth your time.
I figured out time travel.
All right, let's get into some reviews. Recommendations. We already did reviews. Moving on.
Recommendation. What do I recommend? What do I recommend? What have I been watching? Oh, dude, I've been watching the heavy metal movies. Have you ever seen those? Have I ever reviewed those? I'm sure I have.
I don't think so.
Okay. I recommend going back and watching
Sci-Fi Booby Magazine?
Yep.
Nice.
There's heavy metal, and then heavy metal 2000,
I think that's it.
I got to count up to 2000. But heavy metal is a better one because it's like that cheesy 80s animation of like, but it's like a shitty Demolition Man / cyberpunk kind of world. And the girl, like, I don't know, dude, the whole movie's cool. And then it goes into like medieval times with giant swords and they're holding up titties. Heavy Metal 2000 doesn't have any of that. It's stupid and it has a bunch of fucking like slashcore metal in it. And it's like, eh, I'd rather go watch the 80s style heavy metal, like the cool, smooth, like da-na-na-na, kind of thing, instead of like the screaming in your face like heavy metal. So I wish they would make more of them. It needs to be a mini, but it needs to be like the 80s style, not the new style. You know? And then Kevin Eastman is like part of heavy metal. Like, he's one of the main editors for it. Ninja Turtles, Peter, to get your attention.
Oh, Kevin, what? He's the editor for this?
There's that brain fart.
Yeah.
I saw him petting his fucking dog.
Yeah.
So he was like, Ryan's review doesn't matter at this point in time.
I'm trying to think of my recommendation as well. So, Kevin Eastman, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. I've never seen those, Ryan, so...
They're on Plex.
Cool.
Yeah. So watch them.
I will, after I watch Firebirds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That... All right.
Evan, what do you recommend?
Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Nice! It's like you reviewed that movie.
I know, right? And I still recommend it. So yeah, you can see the cute bulldog.
So cute bulldogs. That's really Evan's recommendation.
Yeah. And the blonde girl's okay.
Oh, there's a blonde girl. Yeah. Man, I'm trying to think, like, what I've been watching lately and not... much. You know, I've been watching Schitt's Creek. That's pretty good. So there you go. That's my recommendation, the Schitt's Creek.
Oh, dude. When I woke up from your house, apparently at 7 in the morning when I was still sleeping, I turned over and I fired up your Netflix somehow and I opened up a show called Kim's Convenience.
Yeah.
And that was actually pretty hilarious. I would actually... watch that. The reason is I turned around and fell back asleep, but Jeremy watched the whole fucking series and was laughing hysterically from 7 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock in the morning, and I was just like, dude, shut up. But I was catching little quips here and there, and it was very funny and very racist and very like 90s style, 2000 style like sitcom. So kudos to Netflix for pushing the fucking buttons.
Way to go, Netflix. Yeah. Way to push those buttons. Well, thanks everyone for with listening. With your ass. Thanks everyone for listening. Thank you for listening to the lies about Kanye West. They're just not true. And we'll see you next time, or hear you next time, whatever it is. You'll hear us next time.
You'll maybe feel us see deep always inside your cranial. I've had a lot of beers, but you were good.
Flap, 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 flap. Evan's disgusted.
I'm waiting for you to peter out. I'm sorry.
I just did. Peter out!
Be sure to visit bmoviesbeyond.com.